So we're building a temple here, and Salma was, I think I said, boy, it should be a kick if, you know, Sinatra's giving all this money to hospitals in Israel and stuff, and he's very pro-Jewish. Half his friends are Jews, you know. And I says, wouldn't it be a trip to, if I could get a donation from him? And he says, nah, she says, yeah, you're not going to do it. I says, don't tell me that. So Gilly Rizzo, there's a book, I don't know if you looked at it or not. Gilly Rizzo, who was his right-hand man. Gilly had a bar in New York called Gilly's, and it was a very famous place for entertainers. Sinatra used to hang out there. But Gilly became his right-hand man, also kind of like his bodyguard. And Gilly's brother, Joe, was a pit boss in the casino. And his son, Willie, was a dealer. But later on, they made Willie a floor man because he was not a good dealer. So when you're not a good dealer, they make you a floor man. Works out. And so I talked to Joe one time. I says, Joe, I says, you know, how can I get a hold of Gilly? He says, what do you want with Gilly? I says, I'm trying to get a donation from Sinatra. He says, next time he comes down, he says, So Sinatra's appearing at Caesar's, right? So he says, there's Gilly. He says, go talk to him. I says, okay. I says, Gilly, I says, I says, we're building a temple, and we're in desperate need of money. I says, we need some help. I says, wonder if Frank would, you know, do you think we might come up with something? He says, he might. He says, let me have something that I can show him. and let's see what happens. And the next day I'm dealing away, he says, Gary, the old man's going to give you guys $30,000. Wow, fantastic. So, because all those prices for the lobby, he says, he's going to name the lobby. I says, yeah.
Because the donation was $30,000 is what you were looking for to...
Well, it has...
They could put their name on the lobby?
Right, because we had all different prices on here.
Okay, right here.
Oh, okay, right there. Right. See, the lobby was $30,000.
Okay.
So time goes by, and Sinatra's performing in New York, in Palm Springs. He's here, he's there, he's Florida, he's all over the place, right? And I didn't hear anything from it. So... I can't remember how it went, but all of a sudden, they forgot about it. And I panicked because I'm bragging to everybody. I got a $30,000 donation from Sinatra for the temple. Wow, Gary, when is he coming? You know, and here, I'm stuck. You know, I look like an idiot. And so we wound up writing letters to, and then calling. And I called his accountant. I called his manager. I made all kinds of phone. I was busy with this thing, believe me, because I panicked now, you know. And then finally I get Gilly on the phone. And he says, I don't remember anything about it. No, he said, no, I remember that. He says, but I think Frank forgot about it. I think the old man forgot about it. I said, can you remind him? And we're going back and forth. And finally he comes back and says, yeah, he remembered. He says, so now I get a letter from his accountant there's a letter in there about it, that there was a pledge made and that the donation would be forthcoming and that they're going to pay $10,000 out front and $5,000 for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. And the first check I got, because I went to the temple and we had a temporary office on the grounds we're building the temple, like was like a trailer, you know. And Lorraine, who was our temple secretary, I says, Lorraine, I says, I want the stub from that check. I want to make a copy of the check, and I want the stub from it. Well, the stub disappeared. Nobody knew where it went. You know, all of a sudden I'm losing control here, right? But we get the first check, and then we get the concert. Yeah. And this is how the donation came about. And then we wrote him letters, you know, inviting him to the inaugural when we opened the temple and stuff. But he didn't show up. And Yeah, so there was quite a few people. It wasn't that easy. It was quite a few people involved. There was Willie involved. There was Jilly. There was Joe. All the Rizzos were involved. And
but you're tenaciously.
I don't give sure up.
That's good. That's a good story.
Yeah.
And he lived up to his commitment.
And there was this. That was really an quite an elation to get a donation like that. Not only from a Jew, but from a Catholic. A good Catholic, and for a Jewish organization in Las Vegas, I thought that was, that's how that's how that's the nation.
Substantial.